Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Well, what a wonderful morning that we start out with praises to our Lord. Thank you, Timothy, for leading us in the service.
谢谢提摩太刚刚给我们带来一个非常美好的开始，就是我们可以在赞美声中。
And I'm very glad today I can be here to share the word of God with all of you.
我很开心今天能够站在这里和大家分享主的话语。
I appreciate that we have a prayerful heart to pray for the work of the Holy Spirit among us so that we can listen to His word.
我也希望我们大家可以一起为圣灵在我们心中的工作而祷告。
Today I'm going to speak in a topic called Speak Up for the Lord.
今天我的题目是为主发声。
Okay. So there is a saying that seven things in a kitchen must have. One of them is salt.
我们可能听过一个说法，就是在厨房里面有七件最重要的东西，其中一件东西呢就是盐。
Salt. I think a lot of time that is so insignificant that we may neglect.
盐很多时候呢可能是这么的微不足道，我们很多时候都会忽略。
But it's so important that we cannot ignore.
但它其实是非常重要的，也是无法忽略的。
We all know that salt has a very good, you know, is a very good preservative.
我们都知道盐是很好的保鲜剂。
So in the old day, there is no refrigerator. People use salt to preserve the meat.
在以前没有冰箱的时候，我们就会用盐把肉腌好，用来保存肉。
But do you also know that salt has amazing benefit to our health?
但是你知道吗？盐对我们的健康而言也是有很多的好处。
So there are lots of amazing benefits. For example, it can promote proper digestion.
我就开始举例子。第一个就是它能够帮助我们的消化。
It can also help us to maintain a good blood pressure.
盐也能够帮助我们保持良好的血压。
Well, in talking to Mrs. Gao, she always say, "No, I'm not going to eat, you know, the food in the church because it's too salty."
我经常就跟高 who
Mrs. Gao、oh,
就跟高太太说，她说我不吃教会的饭菜，因为教会的饭菜太咸了。
And I said why?
然后我就问她为什么呢？
She said the doctor asked me not to take too much of salt.
她说医生跟我说不要吃太多盐。
But I said did the doctor say you don't take salt at all?
但是医生也没有说你完全不吃盐，对吧？
Yeah, so a proper dosage of salt actually can help us to maintain a good blood pressure.
所以呢，适当的去吃一些盐是能够帮助我们保持良好的血压的。
Also, it can improve our respiratory system.
而且盐能够增强我们整个呼吸系统。
It can also be beneficial to diabetes.
对糖尿病有帮助。
Also, enhance our immune system.
还能帮我们增强我们的抵抗力。
Good for our skin and hair and heart.
对皮肤啊、头发、啊、心脏都好。
And promote our oral health.
还能维持口腔的健康。
That's why a lot of people using salt to, you know, gargle.
这就是为什么很多人是会用去盐水去漱口。
And of course, provide the taste to the food.
当然，很多时候更重要的是为食物增添风味。
We all know that salt is one of the cheapest thing that you can buy from the supermarket.
如果你去超市里面，你应该都知道盐是超市里面最便宜的几样物品之一。
But it carries so many benefits.
但是盐却对我们的健康带来这么多惊人的好处。
Certainly, it's cheap, but it's very valuable.
就算它很廉价，但是它也的确是非常物有所值。
Sometimes the value of a product doesn't necessarily being reflected in the price tag.
很多时候，一个物品的价值并不在它的价格上面有所体现。
But we have to use it in a proper way to get all the benefit.
我们也要适当的去使用这件物品，让它的价值能够体现出来。
Moreover, for us to get the benefit from the salt,
更重要的是，如果我们要让盐的价值体现的话，
we must have to dissolve it.
我们一定要让盐充分的溶解，
so that it can bring in all those positive influence.
因为只有盐在充分溶解的情况下，它能够才能在你的健康系统体现出这一些的好处。
No wonder Jesus said.That we need to be the salt in the earth.
难怪耶稣在圣经里面说，我们要做世上的盐。
Even a lot of time we may not look like so valuable or significant.
就算很多时候我们可能看上去非常的微不足道。
However, if we are willing to be put in the hand of the Lord,
但是只要我们愿意委身在神的手中
，and willing to be dissolved,
愿意完全的被溶解
，that means we are willing to give up ourselves.
意思就是我们愿意完全的牺牲我们自己。
We can bring great influence to people around us.
我们就能在给身边的人带去无尽的好处。
Not just in the church.
不仅仅是在教会这样的一个情况下面，
family,
包括在我们的家庭里，
school,
在学校
，workplace,
在我们工作的场所
，and the community,
甚至在对于整一个社区。
However, as the scripture say, if the salt lost its taste or function,
但是就像幻灯片上面打出来的说，如果盐若失了味，
it become no value and will be disposed.
那就是无用了，就要丢在外面了。
Today we are going to kick off the new quarter of our yearly theme.
我们今天会讲出我们今年主题的开始第三个季度。
Do you remember the theme?
大家还知道我们今年教会的主题是什么吗？
It's to live out our faith.
我们今年教会的主题是要活出我们的信仰。
The first quarter, we talk about living out our faith in our personal life.
我们第一个季度说的是在我们个人的生命中活出这样的信仰。
It's related to our faith in God, that we have to develop that faith in God.
所以我们主要是看的是我们和神之间的关系，能够真正把自己委身在神身上，把信心建立在他上面。
And the second quarter we talk about is the faith in church.
第二季度我们说的是在教会里面活出这样的信仰。
Talk about how we live our faith among the brothers and sisters in the church.
说的是我们在教会里面弟兄姐妹应该怎么样互相之间有这样的信仰活出来。
Today we're going to kick off the third quarter, which is talk about living our faith in the community.
今天我们就会开始第三个季度，说的是我们怎么样在我们的社区当中活出这样的生命。
As a few weeks ago, Pastor Frank was preaching here. He was talking about.It's easy for Christians to live our faith within the church context.
如果大家记得的话，前几个礼拜 Frank 牧师在这里讲到，他说，对于基督徒来说，在教会里面活出信仰其实是非常简单的。
Because we speak the same language and we also recognize each other's faith.
因为在教会里面，我们每个人都知道这个信仰是什么，我们大家都非常明白这信仰有什么样我们要活出的内容。
However, think about that. In the whole week, you only spend a few hours in the church.
但是如果我们用整一个星期去看的话，我们每周只活出这么几个小时在教会里面。
The rest of the time, you are with your family, with your colleague in school or workplace.
其他时候，你可能就会在家里，在工作的场所跟你的同事在一起。
Isn't it more important for us to live out our faith among those places so that you are a genuine Christian?
所以说，在大多数的情况下，难道你不应该在家里，在你工作的场所中活出这样的信仰吗？作为一个真正的基督徒的话。
Today we are going to learn from the book of an old prophet called Amos.
我们今天会去看一本先知书，叫这个先知的名字叫做阿摩斯。
We're going to know to know who is he and how God is using him.
我们今天会去看阿摩斯是一个什么样的人，而且神是怎么样使用他的。
God called him out and used him as God's spokesperson in his community.
在当时的年代，神呼召阿摩斯出来，叫阿摩斯做他的代言人。
If you think that you are a very significant person,
如果你认为自己是一个非常重要的人，
if you think you are a very significant and important person, then this message may not be for you.
可能今天的讲道对于你来说不会有很直接的应用的关系。
But you think that, oh, I'm just a little guy, I'm just a nobody, this message is for you.
如果你觉得你自己只是一个非常微不足道的人，那可能今天的信息就是对你来说非常有意义。
Because who is Amos?
因为如果我问你阿摩斯是什么样的人的话，
Amos actually is one of the shepherds.
你可能才知道他是众多牧人中的其中一个。
He's not even the head of the shepherds. He's just one of the shepherds.
他甚至都不是牧人中的佼佼者，他只是其中的一个牧人。
And also in chapter 7, he described himself. He responds himself. He says, "I was a shepherd. I only took care of the sycamore fig trees."
而且他在第七章里面又说到，我是一个牧人，我只是就是修理桑树的。
So I don't think that he got a seminary degree.
所以我不觉得他是有一个神学背景或者神学学历。
I don't think he has been trained to be God's prophet.
他还没有经过完全系统的教导去做一个先知。
From people's eye, he's just a low body. He's just a small shepherd and taking care of the tree.
所以从人的角度去看，他只是一个小小的牧人，平时打理一下桑树而已。
But God chose and used him to be his spokesperson.
但是神却拣选了他，让他去做神的代言人。
One of the very important quality in him is he has the love for his people.
在阿摩斯身上，你会看到其中最重要的一个品质就是他非常爱他的民族。
Because in chapter 7, verse 1 to 6, talk about that he has been praying earnestly for God's forgiveness for his people.
因为在第七章一到六节里面，你会看到他爱他的民族，为他们向神去求赦免。
That echoed to the message that Steve gave a couple weeks ago.
这其实对 Steve 上上个礼拜他的讲道里面说到的，其实是非常相同的。
Remember Steve talked about the relationship between love and gifts?
大家还记得Steve当时讲到说的是爱与恩赐之间的关系吗？
In the first book of Corinthians, chapter 12, the last verse, it says that, Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way.
在哥林多前书十二章的最后一节，他是说：“你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙的道指示你们。”
And what is that great, the excellent way?
这最妙的道是什么
？In chapter 14, verse 1, it says, "Follow the way of love, and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy."
在十四章的第一节里面，他是这么说的：“他说你们要追求爱，也要羡慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知的讲道。”
So here it say, follow the way of life and love.
所以你去看下滑现在那里说的是你们要追求爱。
So it's to pursue love.
你是要用一个追求的态度的。
Something we can do.
这是一个你能够采取的行为。
With regard to the spiritual gift is desire. You have to wait for it.
说到恩赐是这里说你要需要等待你要去切慕
because gift is given to you it's not that you can do it by yourself
因为恩赐是赐予你的不是说能够靠到你自己的努力能够达到的这么一个地步
but love is something that you can do
但是爱呢却是你的确可以靠自己的努力去追求的
so when you pursue love God is going to give you the gifts
所以当你真的有追求这么一个态度这么一个行为的时候神就会把恩赐放于你
If you just have the gift, as Paul stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you are nobody. Gift without love is nothing.
保罗在十三章里面还特别说到，如果你只是去求恩赐，你不去求爱，你仅仅有恩赐，你没有爱的话，那你其实也是微不足道的。
When it comes to being used by God, God is looking into our heart rather than into looking into your skill or your talent.
当说到神拣选他的仆人的时候，神看重的是你的心意，而不是说你是一个多么有才能的人。
Still remembered in the book of Revelation.
大家还记得在启示录里面
，Our Lord commanded the church of Ephesus as a church full of good deeds, hardworking and perseverance.
大家还记得在启示录里面主是怎么说以弗所教会的吗？说他们是不能。他们有好的行为，不能容忍不义的人。他们而且有很久忍耐等等。
He cannot, you know, tolerate those wicked people. Also, however, they have forsaken the love they had at first.
但是他们却忘了起初的爱心。
The Lord asked them to repent.
主叫他们，你们要悔改。
Otherwise, He is going to remove the lampstand from them.
否则就会把灯台从他们那里除去。
That's a very serious condemnation.
这是一个非常非常大的警告。
So we can conclude that all the good deeds and hard works will be in vain if we forsake the love that we should have.
所以我们可以总结的是，如果没有起初的爱心的话，这所有一切的好行为都是微不足道的。
This quarter, we are talking about living our faith in the community, from the community and serve the community.
我们这一个季度主要去关心的是如何在社区当中能够活出我们的信仰。
Something that you can do, someone that you can reach.
我们要看的是，有这在社区里面有没有一个人是你能够去真的去到他那边，或者说有没有一些事情是你能够去做的。
What God is going to ask you to do in this community?
神在今天有没有说在你的社区当中你要做出一个什么样的榜样呢
？So we're going to learn from the book of Amos what God asked Amos to do.
所以我们今天会去看阿摩斯书，看神跟阿摩斯说你要做什么。
God asked Amos to proclaim his justice.
神跟阿摩斯说去宣扬我的公义。
Proclaiming God's judgment to the people's wrongdoing.
去跟你的民族的做不法事情的民族的人说神的公义是什么，带去神的审判。
Well, a lot of time when we come to church, we hear that God is merciful.
很多时候我们来到教会，我们会听到说神是充满慈爱的。
But don't forget.God is also is a God of justice.
但是我们不能忘记的是，神也是一个公义的神。
We all know that one day our Lord is coming back to judge the world.
我们都知道，终有一天神会来到这个世界去审判。
In 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 5, remind us that they have to give account to Him who is ready to judge the living and the dead.
在彼得前书四章五节，他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。
Too often that we talk about the love of God but forget about the righteousness of God.
太经常了，我们经常会去关注神的慈爱，而去忽略神的公义。
But these two things are closely related.
但是神的公义和神的慈爱其实是在天平的两端的。
In Psalm chapter 116 verse 12, it says, "The Lord is gracious and righteous." Our God is full of compassion.
诗篇一百一十六章五节，耶和华有恩惠，有公义，我们的神以怜悯为怀。
Gracious and righteous.
所以你看到恩惠和公义是一起的。
Well, how to make this work together?
那恩惠和公义怎么样能够在一起呢
？Compassion is the key word.
所以这个时候你就需要有怜悯，这是真正的关键词。
God didn't punish those evil doers. Doesn't mean that God accept them.Agree with them that they can continue to do the wrong things.
神没有去惩罚不义的人，不是因为说神允许这些不义的存在。
God is just being compassionate and give them chance to repent.
神只是怜悯这些不义的人，想要给他们第二次的机会去悔改。
As Peter reminds us that the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you.Not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
God is waiting for us to repent in front of Him.
神是在等我们每一个人去到他面前去悔改。
So that we can be saved.
让我们每一个人都可以得救。
We all know God is love.
我们都知道神是爱。
But what is a genuine love?
但是真爱到底是什么？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 12 we say, Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
在哥林多前书十三章里面，其中一个说到爱的方面就是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Can you tell the difference between a genuine love and a spoiled love?
我们能够把真爱和溺爱两个分开，分别开来吗？
I think a lot of parents love their children.
我想做父母的都很爱自己的孩子。
A lot of time we want to give them the freedom and liberty.
我们想要给我们的孩子自由，想给他们自主。
But if freedom and liberty becomes indulgence, that becomes dangerous.
但是当自由和自主变成放纵的时候，那这个时候孩子就危险了。
I remember when I was serving as a volunteer in a Christian drug rehabilitation center.
我还记得我以前在一个基督教的是戒毒中心做志愿者的时候。
At first, I thought, those drug addicts, many of them must be coming from broken family, poor family, nobody taking care of them.
我在去之前，我想这些在戒毒中心的人应该都是来自于非常破碎、非常贫穷的家庭吧。
To my surprise,
但是我很觉得惊讶的是
，I've seen quite a few of them are from very good background family.
这在戒毒中心不少的我遇到的都是来自于其实家里条件非常好的。
Actually, yeah, they are pretty well off, and their parents send them to study overseas, give them a lot of money to spend, and just let them do whatever they want.
他们很多都是家里送出国去读书，然后给他们不少钱财，让他们在那边活得非常的潇洒，他们想做什么做什么。
So because they are so financially well off.They're just free to do anything they want, and end up they become a drug addicts.
因为他们手头有很多可以花的钱，所以他们就真的是想干什么干什么，到最后沦落成为一个有毒瘾的人。
Because if freedom without boundary become a curse to them.
因为当自由没有了限制的时候，这就成了他们的诅咒。
That's why in Galatians chapter 5 it mentions us that brothers and sisters were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh.Rather serve one another humbly enough.
这也是为什么在加拉太书五章十三节里面说到，弟兄们，你们要蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
That's why freedom with boundary is the real meaning of genuine love.
这也是为什么当自由没有了限制的时候，就成为了爱的不恰当的表达方式。
So God set the boundary for us.
这也是为什么神在爱里面会给我们打起一个限制，打起一个圈圈。
The boundary is the righteousness of God.
这一个打起来的篱墙一样的，就是神在他爱里面所设的公义。
the righteousness and love of God has been exemplified in the salvation of Jesus Christ.
公义与慈爱也在耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲被完全的体现出来。
Somebody say that if God is love, then He can just forgive everybody.
有人说过，如果神是慈爱的话，他就可以赦免所有的人。
Why He need to send Jesus Christ down the earth, and why Jesus has to go up to the cross?
为什么他要把耶稣基督放在这个世界上？为什么他要让耶稣基督去到十字架上面？
Do you know the salvation of Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of God's righteousness?
你知道耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲就是为了要彰显神的公义吗？
Because of love, He just took our place to be judged by God.
正是因为爱的缘故，他在十字架上为我们做出了我们应当做出的牺牲。
In Numbers, it reminds us that the Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet, He does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation.
在民数记十四章十八节里面说到，耶和华不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱，赦免罪孽和过犯，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
So, if we did something wrong, God is going to judge us.
如果我们做了什么不义的事情，神会审判我们。
And we have to face the punishment.
我们也要去面对这样的审判。
The only way that we can get away from the wrath of God is we confess our sin.
我们唯一能够从神的愤怒当中离开唯一的方式就是我们的悔改。
We have no other way to get away from God's wrath.
在除了这以外，没有别的方式能够离开神的愤怒。
That's why in first book of John it says that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all the unrighteousness.
这也是为什么在约翰一书一章九节说到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Forgiveness can only be granted before one being put in front of the judge.
赦免也只能在去到审判之前被实现。
Just like if you owe someone's money, and you can only ask for forgiveness or settlement before he brings you to court.
就比如说你欠一个人钱，你也只能在这个人告你去到法院之前，跟他去求这样的赦免，或者在你们两个把这件事情处理下来。
When you are asked to stand in front of the judge who is going to pass on judgment based on the law.It'll be too late for you to ask for forgiveness.
当你要站在法官面前，当这个审判要达到你的时候，你再去求这样的赦免的话，已经太晚。
So for us, the only way to get the forgiveness from God is for us to confess our sin.
这也是为什么去到神面前，我们要去求赦免的时候，就是要认自己的罪。
If we don't do that, we are going to face the judgment of God, and we are going to face the punishment from God.
如果我们不去认自己的罪，去求这样的赦免的话，我们就会要面对神的愤怒，就要去面对这样神的审判。
In the book of Amos, Amos has to pass those judgment to the people around.
在阿摩斯书里面，阿摩斯就是去跟他的民族去宣扬神的，去宣告神的这些审判。
And the judgment is not just for the people of God, but also for the Gentiles.
而且神的审判不仅仅是对神的子民说的，还是对外邦人也有这样说到。
And when Amos was passing the judgment to them, Amos reminded them that they have been doing all those kind of bad things, like bullying, unfaithful, cruelty, no mercy, greedy, fornication, worship idol, demoralizing the lesser races, also stopped.
在阿摩斯跟他们说这些话的时候，他也指出了他们当中 做出的不义的事情，这其中包括了欺凌、不忠、残酷、没有怜悯、贪婪、通奸、拜偶像，而且令属神的拿细尔人四俗化，阻止说预言。
All this wrongdoing, they are not just doing once or twice.
这一切的不义不是说这些人只是单纯的做了一次或者两次。
But they are doing it repeatedly.
他这里说是三番四次，就是多次。
We all make mistakes.
我们每个人都会犯错误。
But if we take the mistake and do it one time, twice, and do it again and again, that become a norm. This is not just a mistake. This is the sin.
但是当我们去犯不停的犯同样的错误的话，那就是变成了一个习惯，就是变成了一个罪。
God gave us the chance to repent.
神给了我们一个机会去悔改。
But if we take it for granted, we just keep on doing it, then we have to eventually face the judgment from God.
如果你把这样的机会当作是理所当然的，三番四次的继续去行不义的话，那你就要面对神的审判。
Because In chapter 1, verse 12, it says that God like a roaring lion, full of authority and power.
因为在第一章的第二节里面说到，神就是那如吼叫的狮子。
And throughout chapter 1 and 2, it talks about God's punishment.
整一个第一章、第二章都说到了神的惩罚。
God is going to send fire from the heaven.
这个惩罚包括了从天上的降火。
So that reminds us about the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
这也应该让你想到了俄摩拉和索多玛。
It's a complete vanish.
当时这两个城市就是因为天上降火的惩罚，瞬间夷为平地。
There's no turning back.
而且是没有，他们是没有回转的余地。
It's a total destruction.
整一个城市是基本上是毁灭了，包括了在里面的人。
So if we are not repenting, if we are not dealing with our sin,we're going to face that kind of ending.
如果我们不去面对我们自己的罪，如果我们不去悔改的话，那么我们的结果就会跟索多玛和俄摩拉一样，有这样天上降火的惩罚。
But for those children of God, we also make mistakes.
但是对于属神的子民来说呢，我们也照样会有犯错误的时候。
Over here, God is going to discipline them.
对于属神的子民呢，神对他们会亲自的去管教。
To the Israelites over there, it says that God is going to let them defeated and also dishonored.
这里讲的管教就是包括他们在战争当中会被他们的敌人打败，被敌人羞辱。
So no matter what they did, they are going to fail.
所以无论属神的子民以色列人，他们多么努力的去准备这场征战，他们都会被打败，被羞辱。
God used these things to remind them to repent, to turn back to God.
神利用这些管教的机会去提醒以色列人去回转向神。
That's the compassion of God.
这就是神的怜悯。
Because God did not send the fire to vanish them and forever.
因为神没有说要从天上降火去永远的毁灭他们。
That's why in chapter 9, verse 8, it says that surely the eyes of the sovereign God are on the sinful kingdom. I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Yet, I will not totally destroy the descendants of Jacob.
这就是为什么在阿摩斯书里面九章八节这么说到，他说，主耶和华的眼目查看这有罪的国，必将这国从地上灭绝，却不将雅各家灭绝尽尽。这是耶和华说的。
The difference between punishment and discipline is,One is a final judgment, the other one is reminding us to repent.
惩罚和管教之间的不同就是在于惩罚是最终的审判结果，而管教是给你一个提醒，让你知道你需要回到神的面前去悔改。
One is total destruction, the other one is a constructive intention.
惩罚是一个完全毁灭性的结果，但是管教它是一个建设性的结果。
Is it easy for Amos to proclaim God's judgment to the people?
对于阿摩斯来说，去宣告神的审判难道是容易的吗？
No way.
不可能啊。
However, what he was doing is to point out others' wrongdoing from God's standard, but not from his own point of view.
但是他说的这一切话，他指出人家做的不对的地方，他都是从神的角度去出发的，不是从自己的角度去出发。
That means he is a messenger of God.
这个意思就是说，他就是相当于神的信差。
It's not an easy job.
这不是一件容易的事情。
He has to face a lot of challenges.
他要面对相当多的挑战。
The first challenge is your identity.
第一个挑战就是身份是什么。
A lot of time we are being confined and limited by who we are.
很多时候我们都会觉得说，我们被我们自己的身份被限制。
Well, I'm nobody.I'm not deserved to raise up my voice to point out other people's wrongdoing.
你也会觉得说，我算什么样的人啊？我怎么可以去指出别人哪里做的不对呢？
However, in God's eye, he has a different perspective.
但是在神的角度去看，这完全是不一样的。
He's looking for someone that who is after his heart and use them in an amazing way.
因为从神的角度去看，他要看的是你在你心中有没有一个追求他的心态。
Do you remember that you are children of God?
你还记得吗？你的身份应该是属神的子民。
We have a lot of very noble status.
其实作为属神的子民，你有很多很尊贵的身份。
So, like Peter reminds us that we are chosen people, royal priesthood, holy nation, God's special possession.
就像彼得在这里提醒我们的说，你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
All these status point us to one thing that we need to do is to proclaim.Is to declare the praises of Him and call and who call you out from the darkness
in His wonderful light.
这里面指出了四个具体的尊贵，其实都是为了同一个目的，要叫我们每一个人去宣扬那照我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That is your true profession.
这才是我们真正的身份。
To break through your social status or limitation.
是能够完全的超越我们所思所想，比如说我们觉得社会地位啊、教育背景等等。
In the Bible, we have seen numerous stories about that.
在圣经里面，我们看到了多次这样子的故事的体现。
Still remember the story that a small maid of Naaman gave the right suggestion to him to get healed from his leprosy.
比如说，在圣经里面有讲到的故事，是说乃曼听了他一个侍女的建议，因此他的麻风病得以痊愈。
David, the small boy, the small shepherd boy, won over the giant gorilla.
我们也记得大卫，一个牧羊小男孩，他打赢了哥利亚巨人。
And also Esther, she's the winner of a beauty pageant, became queen, and eventually saved the Israelites from extermination.
还有以斯帖记里面讲到的以斯帖皇后，她是相当于选美这样选出来的皇后，但是因为她得到了皇后的位分，让她整一个以色列民族避免灭族。
None of them sounds fit for the job they do.
如果你去看这三个人的话，你都会觉得说，这三个人跟他们被呼召出来要做的事情，其实是身份不太相符的。
But if they are willing to be put under God's hand, they can accomplish big things.
但是如果他们有这样的心智，愿意被神去使用的话，神就会透过他们去做出奇妙的事情。
If you are getting close to God, don't look at yourself, but look upon the calling in you.
如果你跟神真的开始亲近起来的话。你要定睛于神给你的呼召，不要去看你自己平时挣扎的身份。
What you need to do?
你要做什么呢？
As Paul reminds us that we just need to cleanse ourselves so that we can be useful to the master.
就像保罗在提摩太后书里面，他给我们的提醒说：“人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。”
It's not something that you can do for the Lord.
不是说你能够为主去做什么。
It's something that you can be used by the Lord.
而是说你能够怎么样的被主使用。
Besides that, the second challenge is he's going to face opposition.
除此之外，你还会遇到一个挑战，就是说你一定会面对反对的声音。
When you point out somebody else's wrongdoing, people is going to defend themselves and even ask you to shut up.
当你去指出一个人做不义的事情的时候，人家肯定会叫你要么就闭嘴，要么就是会为自己辩解。
You definitely have conflict with others.
你当然会与其他人去起冲突。
So in chapter 7, verse 12 to 13,Amos was being asked to shut up.
所以就在第七章里面，你会看到阿摩斯当时就是有人叫他说：“你闭嘴吧。”
A lot of time, we Christians we think that we should stay in good terms with other people, try to stay away from conflict.
很多时候呢，我们做基督徒可能觉得说我们要跟人家有好的关系，我们不应该跟别人起冲突。
That is true when it is in no conflict with God's principle.
这当然是对的，特别是说你跟别人之间这个冲突不是说跟神的标准有冲突的时候。
But if it is getting into God's principle, we need to stand up and we need to voice out the truth.
但是当这些冲突是跟神的原则、跟你信仰的原则相关的时候，你就要站出来去说真理是什么样的。
A lot of time we don't do that is because we are afraid that we're going to lose face.
很多时候我们并不这么做，因为我们觉得这样很丢脸。
And we think that No use if I say this. Nobody's going to listen to me.
或者你觉得说啊，我说有什么用呢？人家也不会听我说的。
But if it is from God, we have to do that.
但如果这是从神而来的话，我们就理应这么做。
For Amos, he's not a confrontational person either.
如果你去看的话，阿摩斯他其实也并不是一个喜欢与人针锋相对的人。
But because the idea is from God, that's why he can't let it go.
但是正是因为这个审判是从神来的，所以他要把这些审判给他的同名的人去宣告。
If God asks him to say something, he cannot say no.
如果神叫他说什么事情的话，他不可能否定不说。
So we shouldn't be afraid to stand up for God and speak up for the righteousness' sake.
所以我们不应该觉得说恐惧说，如果我要去为神发声的话，我不想这么说。
Because in 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 it says, You dear children are from God and have overcome them Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
因为在约翰一书四章里面就说，小子们呐，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
That is the promise from our Lord, so that we do not need to be afraid.
这是从神而来的承诺，因此我们不需要因为如果要说出真理的话而觉得惧怕。
God is looking for faithful person to speak up for Him.
神他要寻找的是忠心于他的人，能够愿意为他说出真理。
He is going to take care of the result, not you.
神他会亲自的去把结果呈现出来，你不用担心这一块。
The third challenge is there is always a price to pay.
第三个挑战呢，就是你会付出相应的代价。
When you speak up for the righteousness sake or point out somebody's wrongdoing, you always have to face the consequence.
当你因着神的缘故去指出人家的不义的时候，你总是要付上一个代价的。
People may label you.
人家可能会给你贴标签。
Laugh at you.
他们可能会嘲笑你。
Isolate you.
他们可能会孤立你。
Or even take advantage of you.
他们甚至会占你的便宜。
Especially in today's world, so often.
特别是像今天这样的时代。
So often we have to be politically correct.
经常性的，我们都会有压力，觉得说我们应该要政治正确。
Instead of saying something that which is with the genuine truth.
而不去说真正这件事情是什么一件事情。
I remember when I was a student at a school.
我还记得我以前上学的时候。
I used to share my faith with my fellow classmates.
我会跟我的同学去分享我的信仰。
And some of them are willing to come to church with me.
有一些同学他们愿意跟我一起来教会看看。
But however, many others.Not just not accepting.
但是我绝大多数的同学不仅仅是不接受我的分享。
They always make fun of me.
他们总是会笑我。
And I got a nickname called Father Tam.
他们也给我取了一个绰号，叫谭神父。
And when I came out to work.
当我开始工作之后。
In the very beginning, I let myself known to people that I'm a Christian.
我就非常非常直接的跟人家说我是基督徒。
I put a Bible on my desk.
我把一个圣经放在我工作的桌面上。
Put a stack of this gospel tract there.
我还把福音的小册子放在我的工作的桌面上。
And people come to me, oh, you are a Christian, you are a religious guy.
然后大家看了就说，哦，你是一个信耶稣的人啊。
In doing so, the good thing about that is, you know, when they are going out to, you know, to play mahjong or to, you know, have those drinking party, they definitely will not invite me.
这么做也不是说没有好处的，比如说他们要打麻将啊，他们要出去喝酒啊，他们也不会叫上我。
However, at the same time, I also being considered as an outcast.
但是同时呢，人家也会觉得说我不属于他们的圈子里面。
They don't share with me all those, you know, insider information, gossips.
比如说公司里面的小道消息我从来都不知道，这些八卦啊我也从来不知道，他们也不会找我说。
And then, you know, when they are trying to do some tricky things, they are not never going to include me.
像如果公司团队之间有一些捷径，他们也不会叫上我。
As Peter say, that when we are living in this world, they are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless while living, and they heap abuse on you.
彼得也说了，他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡 无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。
But Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
但耶稣说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
I still remember that once a colleague of mine who were getting into some trouble.
我还记得有一次，我有一个同事，他遇到了一些麻烦。
He came to me and he asked me out, and then he shared with me what he was facing.
他居然叫上了我，他叫我跟他一起，他跟我一起分享了，说他最近遇到了什么困难。
And I was surprised. I said, "Hey, you have so many friends. Why you come to me?"
我当时觉得非常惊讶，我说你平时不是有你自己圈子里面有很多朋友吗？你为什么今天会叫我？
And he said, "Well, those friends are only for you know those drinking and those happy time."
他就说那些朋友都是酒肉朋友。
But when it comes to, you know, real issue in my life, I know that I can trust you. I know that you can help me.
他说，但是当我遇到真正生命当中有的问题的话，我知道你是一个信得过的人，所以我来找你。
So people can tell who they can trust and rely on.
所以你身边的人是能够分辨出来哪些人是可以去依靠，哪一些人是不可以的。
We are not just telling people that we are Christian.
我们不仅仅是告诉别人说我们是基督徒。
We need to live out the way of a good witness as a Christian.
我们也要在我们的生命当中活出一个好的见证，让人家在我们的生命当中看出什么是一个基督徒。
And that would be the most effective way to attract people to Christ.
这才是吸引人到主面前最有效的方式。
So in conclusion,
所以我的总结是什么呢？
We are the ambassador of Christ in the world.
我们是基督的使者。
I like very much about the analogy used by Donald last week that we are the waitress.
我上个礼拜很喜欢 Donald 讲到里面用的一个比喻，说到我们都是用说到一个服务员的比喻。
So in a restaurant, you know, there are chef, cook, and someone preparing for the food, and there are waitress.
你在一个餐厅里面，你会看到餐厅里面有不同的角色，比如说主厨啊、副厨啊、服务员啊等等。
The waitress never.You know, bought things for the cooking material.
服务员呢，他不是说他要负责采购。
And he never designed the dish.
他也不会去想菜单应该怎么样设计。
For sure that he never even cooked the delicious food.
服务员也不会在厨房里面去负责炒菜。
And they are there to serve.
服务员他就是为了服务的。
But when a customer went into a restaurant.
但是当一个顾客去到一个餐厅的时候
，most of the time he won't see the chef.
经常的，你作为一个顾客，你看不见厨师在哪里。
He never see people preparing the food.
你也看不见那些负责切切洗洗的人。
The only people they see are the waitress.
你在餐厅里面，你真正见到的人就是服务员。
The key job of a waitress is to make the customer comfortable and welcome.
服务员要做的功课呢，就是。要让顾客觉得自己在那里很舒服呀，觉得说自己得到了该有的待遇等等。
And they will be assisting the customer to place their order.
服务员会帮助顾客下单。
He's not responsible for the taste or the nutrition of the food.
他对菜式的营养和菜式的风味，他是没有任何的责任的。
But he's playing a very vital role.Is the representation of the restaurant and let the customer.
但是服务员呢，就相当于一个餐厅的使者，因为顾客是跟服务员有一对一这样一个互动的。
A lot of time, you decide going back or not going back to the same restaurant is because of the service level.
很多时候我们想说我们要不要再去这个餐厅，很多时候是觉得说我们在这个餐厅里面感觉是怎么样的。
Similarly, we are the ambassador of Christ.
同样的，我们是基督的使者。
Our job is to proclaim, but not to make up the gospel of Christ.
我们的工作就是去宣扬神的信息，而不是去架构神的信息。
Whether the gospel has the effect on the person is not our job.
福音在一个人的生命当中有什么样的结果，我们作为基督的使者，并不需要去担心。
The effect is in God's hand.
因为这样的结果是在神的手里的。
What we need to do is to deliver the message clearly.
我们要做的就是要清晰的把这样的信息带出来。
And live up to the faith that we have in our life to attract people to Christ.
并且活出我们生命中的信仰，来吸引身边的人去到主的面前。
How to make sure that we are delivering the message to others, God's message to others?
那我们怎么样知道我们有没有把这样的信息传给身边的人呢
？I think one simple way is.To ensure such is for us to spend more time with God.
我觉得最简单一点就是我们有没有与主真正的开始亲近。
Read the Bible and pray.
我们有没有在我们的生命当中有读经有祷告
？In doing so, we will be able to reflect Christ more in our daily life.
因为这样做的时候，我们就在每天的生活里面可以去彰显他。
If you don't spend enough time with the Lord or reading the Bible or praying to God,
如果我们没有读经没有祷告的话
and you always try to point out other people's wrongdoing,
只是拿手指指点点说你哪里哪里做的不对
a lot of time it's hard to discern whether it's your own opinion or it's God's way.
你很多时候可能都不知道你这样的指指点点是从神来的还是你自己私人的角度出来的
Only if you can really spend time with God that you can know, you can discern.
只有你与神亲近的时候，你才能真正分辨出来这些指出不义的心思是从神来的，还是从你自己来的。
As said before, God is righteous.
神是公义的。
He won't overlook evil things we do.
他不会忽略我们做的不义。
But at the same time, God is merciful and full of compassion.
但与此同时，神也是充满怜悯的。
He hates sin, but loves the sinner.
他很恨恶罪，但是他很爱罪人。
Just like Pastor Frank a few weeks ago mentioned that we are not covering up the sin, but we are cover each other.
就像 Frank 牧师之前前几个礼拜说的，我们不是要彼此把我们做的不义扫到地毯下面看不见，而是说我们要彼此的去包容。
We are covering each other in the love of Christ.
我们彼此包容是在神里面靠他的爱去彼此包容。
You want to know what God wants you to do?
你知道今天神想你做什么吗？
God has a very direct command for you.
神有一个非常直接的命令给我们每一个人。
Let's all stand up and read this verse together.
好，我们一起站起来读这一节经文。
He has shown you,
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。